I want to start off by saying, Houston, we have a problem. We're entering a second generation of no progress in terms of human flight in space. In fact, we've regressed. We stand a very big chance of losing our ability to inspire our youth to go out and continue this very important thing that we as a species have always done, and that is instinctively we've gone out and climbed over difficult places, went to more hostile places, and found out later, maybe to our surprise, that that's the reason we survived. And I feel very strongly that it's not good enough for us to have generations of kids that think that it's okay to look forward to a better version of a cell phone with a video in it. They need to look forward to exploration. They need to look forward to colonization. They need to look forward to breakthroughs. They need to, we need to inspire them because they need to lead us and help us survive in the future. I'm particularly troubled that what NASA is doing right now with this new Bush doctrine to for this next decade and a half, I screwed up. We have real specific instructions here not to talk about politics. What we are looking forward to is, is not only the inspiration of our children, but the current plan right now is not really even allowing the most creative people in this country, the Boeings and Lockheed space engineers, to go out and take risks and try new stuff. We're going to go back to the moon and 50 years later, and we're going to do it very specifically planned to not learn anything new. I'm really troubled by that. But anyway, that's the basis of the thing that I want to share with you today, though, is that right back to where we inspire people who will be our great leaders later. That's the theme of my next 15 minutes here. And I think that the inspiration begins when you're very young. 3-year-olds up to 12, 14-year-olds. What they look at is the most important thing.